Well, a very good day, night, whatever it is. Welcome to episode 20 of Proper Sport, does WWE. There was the theme of Paige in WWE because she is the main topic of conversation this week in the world of professional wrestling. My name is Richard Shroy, joined on the line by, scream for me please, Tom McGuire.
This is my house!
It was almost like we had Paige in the studio with us. But
yeah, it's like
but not, yeah. So we may as well start with this, Tom, haven't we? Because this is the big sad news of the week is it looks like the end of the career of Paige. In the ring, at least.
Well, this is the thing. We're recording this Monday morning here in the UK. So we don't know, because it could technically be all proven wrong tonight. But from the reports that we're hearing, everyone's run with it. Meltzer's, I think, run with it. Cultaholic have run with it. Wrestle culture, or what culture I should say, ran with it as well. Paige's obviously career is done, and that's a real shame given how young she is, talented she is, what she's achieved in the business, what she could achieve in the business. It's a real shame, and you know, I think you look at it, it's really gutting, even though that she's made a comeback. Can you even call it a comeback?
Well, it's almost even, especially like, because she's made that comeback, isn't it? Because if she'd have just retired after the injury initially, I guess we wouldn't have had the hope of her coming back and seeing what would happen from there.
Everyone's sort of blaming as well Sasha Banks on the internet. I say everyone. There's people on the internet. You know what the internet people can be like. They're blaming Sasha Banks because she's caused it at one of these live events. I think that's sort of bollocks, right? You go into this sort of industry knowing full well that you're going to get hurt. So I think anyone who's blaming another wrestler is idiotic. It's like, I googled around it. There was like people blaming, is it Ken Kennedy after Eddie Guerrero's last match?
Kennedy!
Yeah, and obviously you don't do that. There's no need for it. It's a real shame. She's got a lot of talent, hasn't she, Rich?
I think the main thing, people always look for someone to blame whatever has happened in whatever, and sometimes there aren't things to blame. It's a, you would assume, and you know, last time I checked, I'm not a doctor. If I was, I'd probably be doing that these days because I understand the NHS needs them. And I don't think you've got a medical degree either, have you, Tom?
Well, not legally, no.
I've got a BA in media production, and as someone at work said to me the other day, what feeds a family of four? I screwed up the joke. What's new? Seen a pizza and a BA ons. A pizza feeds a family of four. So I'm not a medical expert, but you would assume that the fact that she's been wrestling since she was, what, 12, 13? You know, we all watched that great documentary on her and her family.
Well,
she's been wrestling for so long. Well,
there's
exactly.
But you know, I think, is it Stephen Merchant's directed it? The Rock's producing it. It's called Fighting With My Family.
She's been wrestling for so long, seems strange, doesn't it, when we're talking about someone who's 25? But she's been wrestling while she was still growing up. You know, yeah. So her body would still have been growing while she was in the ring, in action. So you wonder if that's had an effect on it. Just the fact that she's been wrestling for so long, and it is a dangerous business. And if you look at the shape of WWE women in general, they are very slim. They don't appear to have too much, you know, muscle or whatever. I'm sure they do, more than I do. But they're not, you know, if you look at some of the males who are well-built with big neck. Look at Kurt Angle's neck. Right, it almost doesn't. It's almost the same size.
Trunk.
Yeah, it's almost the same size as his head, isn't it? And the same for Brock Lesnar, or whatever. And they were obviously former amateur wrestlers who did lots of training in strengthening their necks, and it obviously didn't work out great for Kurt Angle because he's almost in retirement at the moment. But he had a lot longer career than perhaps he would have done if he hadn't have had that that training on his neck. So you just wonder if that's a contributing factor to her size, and this is a worry for the other women as well, with the punishment they take, the length of her career, the fact that she started at a young age. It's, in general, and again, we're not experts, it's a build-up of lots of little things over the years, hasn't it? And obviously she had that big injury last year and has come back, and obviously I can't say wasn't ready to come back, because as we well know, they do not clear people to wrestle unless they are ready to perform in the ring, but it just appears that her body has given up on her.
Yeah, you look at Brock Lesnar, I think it was WrestleMania 19.
Yes.
The man lands on his neck after having a super, what's it called, shooting star press? Yeah,
I would say if it was you or I had done that, we probably wouldn't be here talking about this.
No. You go through extenuous training doing that sort of thing to sort of build up muscle or whatever it is in your neck. I played rugby for many years, rugby union, the more elite sort of sports, some would say. I would disagree. But anyway, and my neck after Sunday games would hurt on a Monday. So I couldn't imagine sort of the pain and the sort of... I mean, you go from a prone position to stand, you go standing and then you fall to the floor. It always hurts. Imagine doing that on your neck and things like that. Daniel Bryan is not getting cleared as well, and he's hoping that he can. So you're looking at that. And I think Paige, at the end of the day, it kind of reminds me of Edge as well, because...
Well, it's the same Edge thing as the spinal stenosis or whatever it's called, yeah.
Yeah, but Edge says in his like retirement speech or whatever it was... you know, I don't want to retire, but I also want to see my kids grow up and I want to be able to play with them and stuff like that. So hopefully Paige sees it like that, if this obviously means that she can no longer be a part of the wrestling side of the business. But it could open different opportunities for other things. Maybe the first ever female commentator on one of the main shows. Maybe a manager role.
Yeah,
I think the manager role is probably the one she's going to go into, because you're looking at Mandy Rose and God, what's the other
Sonya
one?
Sonya Deville. Put your hair up and square up.
Yeah, sorry, Sonya. If you are listening, you look at that. They're going to need Paige really, because they're going to get lost in the card if they're not. So. It's interesting to see. I'm keen to see what happens, but more importantly, I'm just a bit gutted for Paige. And I think we've got to mention it. Coming back from the leaked and the videos and the pictures or whatever, takes a lot of guts. And fair play to her. She came out, she did it. I just hope she's going to be all right.
And credit to, you know, what can be sometimes morons in the crowd. It's never been mentioned or referenced, has it? There's never been any... chants from the crowd or whatever about it. So,
well, there probably has, but you know, I think the majority of fans will go, there's no need for that. No. Get over it. Shut up.
Well, hopefully there's something in her career, because as you say, some future, because she is a very talented performer, and hopefully there's something for her in the future in WWE, because certainly they need strong female characters, and she's certainly one of them. And if it has to be out of the ring now, I'm sure she'd be a very good manager. I saw her at a house show in Sheffield a couple of years ago. I think it must have been just after she'd been called up or whatever. And she was in a tag match. I think she was teaming with Naomi before she felt the glow. And I can't remember who they were up against. But she did absolutely sod all in the match. She just stood on the apron, getting the crowd to do the clap, 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 clap stuff. So she's a very charismatic individual, and I'm sure she will have some kind of future and hopefully a healthy and long life following her retirement, if that is the case.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she's got all the tools to basically build a character in the business, because she's been a part of the business for so long, and she probably knows how to be a great manager or a great commentator. Well, she'll learn how to be a great commentator. Yeah. There's people still learning how to be a great commentator, i.e. Graves and Saxton. You know what I mean? They're nowhere near the sort of quality you probably would want at the moment, but they're growing as commentators. And I think, honestly, it'd be great to have a first female commentator on Raw or SmackDown. Probably long overdue. Match-wise, I think I'd miss some of her matches. I can't think of any, you know, massive Stonewall classics. But
it's almost as if she was overtaken by the next generation of NXT women, wasn't it? Not the current ones, but the Bayley, Sasha Banks, Charlotte era of women. Who
she was brought up just as they were starting to come through, and obviously, and that would have been a great sort of. I'd love to have seen more matches between her and some of the women of the Four Horsewomen. But you look at it like the match she had with Emma for the title in the first ever, NXT Women's Championship. That's just a great match just to watch.
I miss Emma.
Yeah, I miss Emma. And if Paige goes, I'm going to miss Paige too. This is the thing about WWE, you know. Some things are out of your hands like this, and you've got to deal with it. And then you look at booking and you think, well, you've ruined them. So there's not, you know, that's why we make them.
And speaking of, well done to Absolution, who lost in a tag team match on Raw last week to Sasha Banks and Bayley.
I tell you what, though, Mandy Rose and Sonya, the commentators did a good job basically putting them over, saying they dominated the match for the most part, but they let themselves down at the end. That was a pretty good match to watch.
Who do you prefer, Absolution or the Riot Squad?
That's a tough question.
Seeing as they are both the same.
They are the same. I'd probably go with I'm going to have to go with Absolution because I think there's two stars in there in Mandy Rose and Paige. I don't really care for Sonya. Again, sorry, Sonya, if you are listening. Big fan of the podcast already, I can tell.
Hair up, square up.
Whereas in
the T-shirt.
In the Riot Squad, I see a great star in Ruby Riot, but the other two maybe not. I did like Liv Morgan in NXT, but I'm not entirely enjoying her.
You love Liv Morgan on Instagram, don't you? That's the problem.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I've followed
their stories are good. Her and the other two members of the Riot Squad, they're quite good on the Instagram with their stories. They're like a second rate Nia and Alexa.
Yeah, but I've also followed Aiden English on Instagram. That man is very funny.
He's very good.
And I've also recently followed Braun Strowman, who doesn't play his character on Instagram, it says, in his bio. And then I looked at his first post. I looked at his latest post, and it was him bigging up the fact that he's Braun Strowman and he's teaming up with Alexa Bliss in the Mixed Match Challenge. I'm like, you clearly got cross paths here, mate.
Braun,
but I'm not
going to
say anything because you're massive, massive and you've got a great beard.
What else happened on Raw? Matt Hardy was on it. He beat Kurt Hawkins, who still doesn't win any matches. You can just see Kurt Hawkins winning the Intercontinental title at some point after this long losing streak. Cedric Alexander beat Enzo Amore by a count out. There was blood.
There was blood. And I'll tell you what, Cedric Alexander, I like watching him. He's a pretty good wrestler, isn't he? Enzo, I tell you what, I've been very critical of Enzo. But the man's selling his character perfectly at the moment, isn't he?
I just want to see what's happening with him and Nia. I just want to see what's going to happen.
They're even doing it on house shows. Nia and Alexa have had their match.
Yeah.
Enzo comes out, they're about to hug, and Alexa pulls Nia out and takes her away.
Oh, dear. Titus Worldwide. They're my favourite people in wrestling.
They've finally got a win.
Yeah. It's all thanks to Dana and her notepad thing, whatever she carries around with her. As listeners to this podcast will know, I have turned on Dana Brooke. I think she's ace now. They beat The Bar, who aren't called The Bar, are they? This is the thing.
They're called Da Bar.
They're called Cesaro and Sheamus. They're not called The Bar.
No, they're called Da Bar.
Da Bar. But they're not. They're just called Cesaro and Sheamus. Braun Strowman attacked Brock Lesnar and Kane. Samoa Joe.
Yeah, no, he didn't attack him. He pulled a set down.
Yeah.
My God, don't do it.
No,
don't do it.
No. Oh, he's done it.
Oh, right. Why have you done it?
Samoa Joe beat Rhino and then got injured. It's bad news.
That is bad news because I like Joe. Although, coming back to Braun, real quick, right? Obviously, he pulls down the set onto Brock and Kane, right? Yeah. And this is something that the WWE production team should have done, right? It looks convincing enough, you know, with the big loud noise and everything. But when Kane's coming out and crawling away, you can see there's about a 4-foot gap from the floor to the, you know what I mean? So it's a bit off-putting, but this is a bit of storytelling gold that I absolutely love, and it's a contribution. It's an example as to what Paul Heyman contributes and why he's such a good character. Brock Lesnar's on this gurney, is that the correct term, stretcher?
Yeah.
And he's getting wheeled into the ambulance. And Paul's like, I'm so sorry, I didn't see him coming. And Brock actually sort of sticks his hand out a wee bit. And Paul Heyman grabs
Brock's hand. I don't want to go. It's Brock Lesnar.
He grabs his hand and he goes, I'm sorry. And I'm like, that is just great character storytelling. And I just thought it was brilliant. And then Brock's like, Paul, I don't want to go. And then they shut the doors and Paul's like, you're damn right, I'm coming with you and all this. It was really good storytelling. And for that reason alone, I think it's going to be a good match.
Nia Jax attacked Asuka. Well, I don't know. What else. Yeah,
yeah, we kind of also, we kind of expected things like that, didn't we?
Do you see that bit? They've. I know everyone's talked about this and we're the last to do so, but the segment with Nia and Alexa backstage with the worst acting ever seen in professional wrestling.
Yes.
And in the main event, the Balor Club. This is Balor Club.
I love Balor Club.
They beat Roman Reigns and the World Tag Team Champion, Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan. They're obviously going to beat up Jason Jordan at some point, aren't they? But the Balor Club won.
Well, here's the thing. So there's a problem with Jason Jordan. We'll come on to that. Firstly, the right booking decision to get Balor Club to win this match, correct?
Yep.
And I'm glad, and I think that, you know, this can start a sow the seeds of a heel Balor Club. Balor Club. I like the fact that these three are back together, like I said last week, and I think they're going to be great together. I really do. I think it gives Finn an excuse to move up into the main card rather than challenging for maybe the Intercontinental title. You know, there was rumours about him challenging at Royal Rumble, but he's not over enough, or he's not a top guy enough, whatever the rumour was, I can't remember. I think Vince didn't think he was a big enough or draw, but I think this could push them. Secondly, there's a problem with Jason Jordan. And the problem with Jason Jordan is not that he's got a dad in Kurt Angle. It's the fact that he is getting the Roman Reigns treatment of we're booking him in even though we know the fans don't enjoy it. Why is Jason Jordan suddenly being pushed so much? Because they've got something to do with it. They've got to do something with him because of the Kurt Angle storyline. It's absolute bollocks. There's no need for it. And if they carry on, they've learned nothing from Roman Reigns the past couple of years. If they do this, then we know that this is going to be badly, badly, badly booked.
There's one thing about Raw I forgot to say before we move on to SmackDown. The highlight of Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. Milfy James. Wow.
Why? What happened there?
Did you see her? Did you see her?
She was no.
She looked very good.
Wow, right. Fair enough.
just stood there banging the apron and going, yeah, come on. SmackDown.
What do you think about Jason Jordan, by the way, Richard?
I'm just a bit meh. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I thought they were going to turn him heel a few weeks ago. Then they decided not to, and then they've started again. It's like stop, start. It's like make your mind up and do something. On SmackDown, brilliantly, after we saw Absolution lose, the Riot Squad lost because Becky Lynch, with her not as red orange hair, beat Ruby Riott in a match. Not much happened on SmackDown, really, did it? The Bludgeon Brothers beat Ascension. Shock. Mojo Rawley beat Zack Ryder. Shock. Charlotte Manion and Chad Gable, they had a bit of a whinge because obviously they were robbed.
It was a very odd SmackDown World Tag Team Titles. With Chad Gable going, but why was he in the match? But why? Chad, I like you a lot, yeah. But that's really, if you get that over as a catchphrase, it's not going to work, mate.
Breezy Ango beat Rusev and Aiden English. Why? I mean, I like Breezango, but why?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe this was... The programmes are exactly the same, aren't they? On Raw, Absolution lose. Here, Riot Squad lose. On Raw, the favourites to win the tag team titles lose to Titus Worldwide. And here, Breezango beat Rusev and Aiden English.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, is that typical WWE saying, we know you like these people, we don't want you to like these people? Because they do that.
They do that, and yet then they do it with the people that you don't like as well. They'll just go, "Oh, you know, Jason Jordan."
Yeah,
it's annoying and frustrating. The fact is, though, I said this last week, and I stand by it. SmackDown's on a bad downward cycle, and we've had this Shane and Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn storyline that's getting dragged out.
Yeah,
it truly is definition of dragged out at this point because. They could have had a mini storyline before the Royal Rumble done and dusted and then start everyone for the Royal Rumble. I don't think a match between, for instance, AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn with KO in the corner for the WWE title would have needed that much build up. You could have built it up in 2 weeks, end of. But now you've got a handicap match. You've got more interference. You've got more Shane and Daniel Bryan getting in the way. It's just not good.
No. And we kind of referenced the main event now, haven't we? With I always like it when the faces win a handicap match where they've got the 3-on-2 advantage. That's always my favourite thing.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
No idea. It's honestly, it is on a downward spiral, and I fear that SmackDown needs a bit of a
This week on SmackDown, it's the semi-finals of the US title tournament: Xavier Woods versus Jinder Mahal, and then Bobby Roode versus Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, pretty good actually.
And Bobby Roode versus Mojo Rawley, and also Charlotte Flair and Naomi and Becky Lynch versus Do Riot Squad. So that'll be Tuesday night.
I swear I've seen that last match you mentioned before.
So there you go. By the way, I've just randomly I get the results on WWE website because it's the easiest place to go to. you know the superstar bios they have on the website, which I've not looked at for a long, long time. They are written as if they were written when I started watching wrestling in the 90s. Let me find you Sonya Deville's profile, because this is written brilliantly, and we're big fans of Sonya, even if. You can't remember her name, can you?
I couldn't for a second, right. Yes.
She puts her hair up and squares up. And all that. That's a bad catchphrase, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially now they've done her hair up, so she can't really put her hair up to square up. But this is what it says on her bio. Deville is good, and she knows it. From her flawless footwork to her confident scowl, she's always one thunderous kick or punch away from a knockout. Put your hair up and square up, because Sonya Deville is looking for a fight.
There you go. It's like a Wikipedia page, isn't it? Yeah. It doesn't sound right.
She does look scary on her picture. Don't say that.
Yeah, but I look scary on my Facebook picture. It's not the same, Richard. But anyway. Yeah. I don't know, like I say, SmackDown, I think, needs to sort of boost. So something needs to boost it.
Well,
really does.
Exciting new names coming to WWE, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, when heading to the Performance Center this week. War Machine.
Yeah.
And Ricochet.
And Ricochet is a talent. We've seen him. He's very talented. Him versus Rey Mysterio was superb.
So it will be fascinating to see how they get on in the world of WWE. Anything else news-wise we need to talk about? I can't think of anything.
Well, obviously, there's rumours about the Women's Royal Rumble and the Men's Royal Rumble about who will come up. I think we'll probably talk about that next week, which is close to the event.
Do you reckon the WWE, the Women's Rumble will be on first on the card and then the Men's on last? Because they do that, don't they? When it's like two chambers or two Hell in a Cells, they have one Hell in a Cell at the start and one at the end.
I think they'll top and tail them. I think that's how they'll go about it. In fact, they've got to. They've got to do it like that. Otherwise, I couldn't imagine having to sit down for an hour straight.
Yeah.
And then going straight into another hour, not missing any of the big shocks or anything like that. So you'd hope that it would be one at the beginning, one at the end. And I think it'd have to be the women's first.
Yes.
But we'll talk about maybe our picks and everything like that, maybe closer to the day. There's two things I want to talk about, Rich.
All right, yeah.
The first, that there's going to be an All Bullet Club pay-per-view that they've made themselves. It's all in thing.
Which is funny because WWE sent out a tweet the other day saying something was all in, and I thought, that's interesting use of language, isn't it?
Clearly not monitored it enough. So
they do these things on purpose, don't they? You know what they're like.
Yeah. But I think Cody Rhodes and the Bullet Club boys, they'll do pretty good. Obviously, being the Elite is possibly the best thing on YouTube that I've discovered in the past few months, but it's really good. Other than that, there's obviously things going on in TNA, but I'm not overly too sure about them.
Everyone's leaving.
Yeah, everyone is
leaving. And now Austin Aries is the Impact World Heavyweight Champion.
The thing is, though, Austin Aries is a talented...
He is.
He wasn't treated well enough.
However, The perception is he's just come off being almost a jobber WWE to go into now being the world's heavyweight champion. And that's no knock on his abilities, as we say, but it's perception. Everything's perception. I'm just talking with you on Twitter now and just watching Enzo Amore come out and not hug Nia. It's quite funny, as you said.
Yeah, Alexa pulls Nia away. But the last thing I wanted to talk about, now, it's been reported by the Lord and Saviour himself, Dave Meltzer,
yes,
that The Undertaker will be facing John Cena at WrestleMania. Do you want that?
I always thought that he would have been the one who would have ended the streak a couple of years ago, but it didn't happen that way, did it? So,
no. I think it'd be... I never really thought anyone should have ended the streak, but in hindsight, think Brock at the time was probably... You look back at hindsight, I think Brock was probably the best to do it, because you look at how he's been booked and built since. Yeah. He is that man that's done that, and it's like, oh, fair play. Roman Reigns beating him is probably... It's nowhere near as significant. It's really not. But Cena versus Undertaker, I think, is a really good one, because you're looking at these two and they're just two of the biggest and best wrestling characters in WWE history. And when are you going to ever get the chance to see this? I think that'd be a great idea to see it. But we don't know if Undertaker's going to do it. But he's got, of course, he's booked for Raw 25, which is going to be, what, a week today?
Yeah, we need to talk about that as well next week, don't we? We'll have to have some of our favourite Raw moments on there, I think, next week.
Yeah. I think, out of anyone else on the card, I think only John Cena, maybe AJ Styles, could wrestle The Undertaker at WrestleMania, and it'd be a good match. I just don't... I fear that... Obviously, a man who wrestles only once a year, but we've seen him pull it out of the bag on other occasions. I fear that it wouldn't be a good match. So, I'm wary about it, but I would quite like to see it.
That was one of the highlights of SmackDown, was Sami Zayn pretending to be a fan to surprise Becky Lynch as her partner in the Mixed Match Challenge.
Well, the Mixed Match Challenge, all the teams have been announced.
Yeah.
And there's some surprises. Obviously, big Samoa Joe is not in the match anymore due to his injury, which is a real shame. But that means Bayley's teamed up with Elias. Who else has got? Obviously, Shinsuke Nakamura and Natalya. I didn't think that would work.
Carmella and Big E.
Carmella and Big E, Becky Lynch and Sammy. And I think Alicia Fox and Goldust and Oscar and The Miz. Those are those were the ones that got revealed this week. Oh, and Nia Jax and Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Unlucky Nia. Oh dear. Brilliant. I'm not really sure if this is going to be something they do again.
I'm just hoping... I'm not going to say that. you know, this is like no holds barred on this podcast, but then I realise it's actually some holds, they are barred, and I'll leave that one for another time. Anything else you want to talk about, Tommy? Is that it?
No, I think that's about it. Currently, right now, though, let me ask you a question, Richard.
Obviously,
like 2 or so weeks away from the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Women's Royal Rumble, pick your potential winner.
Well, that's a good, because I put money on her.
Okay, and your men's?
She's the favourite now as well. Men's no idea. everyone seems to be thinking Shinsuke Nakamura at the moment, don't they? But I don't know.
For the women's, I'm thinking Oscar too.
Yeah.
The men's, and I'd love it, because I think it'd catapult the Balor Club.
Balor.
I'd like Finn to win.
Yeah. Oh, we'll find out in a couple of weeks. We need to do Match of the Week, don't we? Which we've actually come to a consensus on this week.
Yes.
Because we thought we'd better do one with Paige in. So we've gone for her winning of the inaugural WWE NXT Women's Championship, which is a video, which is a title we've seen a lot of in recent years. Can you name the 8 people in the championship tournament? Obviously, she fights Emma in the end, so there's 2 of them. And the tournament final is the match you should go and watch on the WWE Network. But can you name the other 6 in the competition?
right, you put me on the spot here. Yeah. Right, let me just think.
So it's 2013. I guarantee there's one of these you won't get.
Right.
One of my favourite WWE women performers of all time.
Okay, right, so...
Which doesn't narrow it down.
Summer Rae.
Bing! Hang on. Summer Rae.
I knew you liked Summer Rae.
Yeah, but she wasn't the correct answer.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. But so Summer Rae was in it.
Yep. So you got five left.
Who's your favourite then?
You'll never get this. You'll never get this. I only remembered her the other day as well, so it's quite interesting.
All right, so NXT in 2013, yeah. There was Summer Rae, Sasha.
Correct. Four left.
Obviously Emma, because Emma was in
it. Yeah, we already said her, yeah. Still four left.
Tamina.
Correct. Three left.
2013, so yeah. Charlotte? Bailey.
Bailey.
How many am I missing?
You're missing two now. So when you said Charlotte Flair, I should have gone. Thank you.
God's sake, Richard. I'm stuck. I don't know the other two.
Did you say Alicia Fox? No, you didn't.
No. I didn't. Foxy. Alicia Fox was in it. Oh, I thought she'd been on the main card at that time.
Well, she was, but, you know, they needed some more women. And,
true, yeah, yeah.
And also, in the tournament, losing in the first round by submission to the Emma Lock, one of my all-time favourite WWE women, Oksana!
Brilliant.
I'd completely forgotten about her until the other day when someone mentioned her online. I thought, oh, Oksana, whatever happened to her? So yeah, there you go.
Oksana. I wonder what she's up to now.
I don't know, because on her Wikipedia, there's not much. in fact, there's nothing at all. She did once win, brilliantly, the Wrestling Observer Worst Match of the Year. But in fairness, that was a big match, because it was with AJ Lee, Alicia Fox, Caitlin Rose, Amendez, and Summer Rae, and Tamina, versus Cameron, Eva Marie, JoJo, Naomi, Natalia, and the Bella Twins. And there's a lot of rubbish in that, as you can tell. That is my word. I can't remember JoJo ever wrestling. So I can't remember that. That must have been Survivor Series. That must have been a Survivor Series match.
Well, I think, obviously, Paige v Emma, it was a fantastic match.
Yes.
Final. Momentous, because it got the NXT Women's Championship underway. But it's a shame what happened. Do not Google around that image.
No. On that bombshell, Tom Maguire, you'll be actually in the studio next week.
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, I might continue reporting like I'm from Syria.
Yeah. Don't they have WWE on TV in Syria? I've not seen the Syrian announce team at ringside for one of the big pay-per-view events, you know, next to the Chinese guys.
Oh, but it's when Funaki's on. Yeah. I always just get a big smile when Funaki's on.
Here come the Germans. Yeah. We're done. Subscribe, like. What you always do the bit at the end where you say like, subscribe, tell all your friends, tweet it out to people.
I tend to just sort of make it up as I go on. So I say like, comment, subscribe, get in touch at Propersport at Propersport on Twitter. Do what you want to do and have yourself a lovely day.
And don't Google things. Just don't do it.
Just don't Google.
As they said on Grange Hill in the 80s, just say no. Or at least do it in an incognito window.